Chapter 10.
So what do I have to do first to start learning soul magic? I asked as I rubbed at the sore muscles in my neck and looked at Aliona.
You aren't doing anything just yet.
Aliona stood and dusted off her dress. What? I frowned at her. Why not?
You need to rest. You've already pushed yourself to the brink and collapsed once,
she said with a stern look.
I don't want you to overtax yourself and your spiritual sea again.
Well, that makes sense. I winced as I remembered how I'd passed out earlier. I guess I can take it easy on everything for a while. I'll just start building the walls up slowly again. Maybe divide the sections up even smaller.
And that's where you're wrong,
Aliona said as she tapped my forehead with one of her fingers and smiled. Excuse me? I blinked owlishly at the princess. What do you mean I'm wrong?
You need to rest fully.
Aliona's tone left no room for argument, but her amethyst eyes softened minutely.
That means not using your powers for at least a full day, maybe even a few more.
Seriously? I groaned as I rubbed the bridge of my nose.
Yes.
Aliona slid her hand through the air and pulled out blankets and pillows that she set on the ground around me.
You should spend some time here in the River Moonstone House recovering. It'll do you and your spiritual sea some good and help speed up your recovery.
I'm guessing you won't be spending the night in here with me? I teased as I made a fake pouty face. It'll be rather lonely in here without your lovely presence.
You need to be resting,
Aliona replied with a hint of disapproval in her voice.
And that means no strenuous exercise or using your powers for anything.
Then where are you going to go? I sighed as I leaned back on the pillows she'd brought out for me.
Obviously, I will continue researching in the underground library.
Aliona smiled at me as she walked to the entrance of the hall.
I do hope you're able to rest this evening.
How boring, I muttered to myself as I closed my eyes and let the power of the moonstones embedded in the walls wash over me. I spent the night in the River Moonstone House, but I was listless the entire time. I wasn't used to sitting quietly in meditation anymore. I had gotten used to always fighting or doing something physical. Still, it wasn't like I didn't get any rest. In fact, even though I only managed a couple hours of sleep, it was some of the best sleep I'd had in years. When I finally decided to leave the River Moonstone House, the sun hadn't risen yet. The stars glimmered high above the rooftops, and the three moons of Inati lent their light to the world in place of the still-sleeping sun. I yawned languidly as I walked through the cobblestone streets of my city. It seemed like no one else was awake except for the guards patrolling along the walls. So I decided to head toward the kitchens and see if there wasn't something I could scrounge up. As I started to walk toward the kitchens, I suddenly sensed two other people working outside of the city walls. They weren't any of the guards from the Blue Tree Guild, though. In fact, it seemed like they were the two architects from Lady. What on earth were they doing up at this hour? They couldn't still be working on the plans for the terraces, could they? Well, there was only one way to find out what they were doing. I switched my destination from the kitchens and headed toward the main gate. This was more interesting than any leftover food I could scrounge up. As I walked through the streets to get to the main gate, there wasn't really anything out of the ordinary. It didn't look like there was new life and hope in my city, but I knew there was. The people from Leyte had brought new possibilities with them. The plans for the terraces were proof of it, and I was excited to see what they were going to accomplish with their magic. In fact, there was probably a ton I could learn from them. While Aliona and Lyca were both knowledgeable, and there was a ton of information down in the underground library, that knowledge was either dated or limited. Aliona was taught to be a ruler from a young age and had the sacred knowledge befitting a cultivator of her rank, and Lyca was a blooded warrior who had a menagerie of skills, but there were things even they didn't know. Then there was the fact that nothing in the underground library had been updated for 1,000 years. I yawned just as I reached the road that led to the inner wall and the main gate of Hatra. I wasn't really tired, but damn if my body and spiritual sea didn't still feel drained. It helped being in the River Moonstone House for those hours, but it wasn't enough. The flow of power inside of me had slowed down to a minute trickle, and I wouldn't have known it was even there if I hadn't been concentrating on it earlier. My power was slowly resettling inside of myself, but I knew if I even tried to heal a bruise, my power would just futz out and maybe even backfire on me. Wouldn't that be embarrassing? I walked through the main gate to see something incredibly odd, and it definitely wasn't what I was expecting to see. Though, to be honest, I wasn't really sure what I'd thought the two architects from Leyte were doing at this time of night, or morning, since it was so late it was actually early. Outside of the main gate were the two architects I'd met earlier in the day, Raissa and Azra, and they were surrounded by piles of dirt. There was even dirt on their faces if my eyesight didn't fail me. "What are you doing?" I asked as I rubbed my eyes and leaned against the bluestone wall. "Do you have any idea what time it is?"
"Oh!"
Raissa's brown eyes gleamed, and the starlight made them seem even brighter than before.
"Are you feeling any better, Lord Evan?"
"Yeah, just pretty much on bed rest." I smirked from my position against the wall and shrugged. "I have strict orders not to use my powers for a bit." "Makes sense. Lord Nikolaus told us what you are trying to do." Azra nodded as he rubbed a bit of the dirt off his face. "A little reckless, if I do say so myself." "Yeah, in hindsight, that probably wasn't the smartest of moves." I bit back a chuckle as I glanced over at the outer wall. "But you gotta risk something in order to gain something. I didn't get to raise the wall, but I did learn more about my power limits."
"That is very true."
Raissa agreed as she moved to help Azra with the dirt on his face.
"Discovering one's limits is the first thing anyone does when they first begin on the path of cultivation. Ask anyone, and I'm pretty sure they'll tell you the same thing."
"Yeah?" I tilted my head as I studied the two of them. "Passing out like that is pretty common?"
"Well, not usually from trying to raise a massive wall."
Raissa laughed a little as she wiped some of the dirt from her own face.
"But from pushing themselves to the furthest point of their capabilities? Definitely."
"What about you guys, then?" I moved off the wall and walked toward the two architects. "Have you done something similar?"
"Well, I tried to make an entire palace out of diamond in 1 week."
Azra practically preened in front of the dirt piles, making for a hilarious image. "Out of diamond?" My eyes widened at the thought, and I couldn't help the gasp of awe that left me. "You can really do that?"
"You are looking at the cream of the crop here,"
Azra smirked back as he leaned on Raissa.
"Well, the top architects of not only Leyte, but most of Rama. Dare I say it, but perhaps even the whole world."
"He isn't,"
Raissa added without missing a beat.
"But I am."
"Hey!"
Azra glared at his fellow architect.
"I'm just as good as you are, if not better."
"Says the architect who took 3 weeks to craft a single palace out of pure diamond,"
Raissa replied nonchalantly as she glanced down at her nails. "How long does that usually take?" My mind ran at 1,000,000 miles as I tried to figure out how much power it would take to do something like that.
"By oneself or with the help of others?"
Raissa looked up from her nails and tilted her head at me. How about you tell me both?"
"With the help of others, it would take perhaps 30 years if everyone is incredibly talented."
Azra waved his hand, and the dirt piles around us turned to chairs and a table.
"That's including the use of rejuvenation elixirs, but if it's by oneself, perhaps 3 times that period of time, 1 or 2, depending on the power of the architect in question."
"That timeline is only considering if architects are provided the materials for building and if they don't have to either search for them themselves or craft them with their power,"
Raissa added as she sat down in one of the chairs in a rather unladylike manner and stretched out like a cat. "Did you have materials, or did you do the crafting thing?" I joined Raissa at the table and tapped it. The table and chairs didn't seem to be made from stone, but weirdly enough, it was like they were carved from wood, which didn't make sense since this was just earth all around us, so shouldn't it have been stone or dirt?
"The majority of the palace was crafted out of my own power," Azra smiled as he sat down and placed his palm on the table between us. "I used my power to compress the surrounding mineral deposits into diamonds. From there, I concentrated my magic and allowed it to flow through the earth surrounding me. just like how I made this table. I rearranged the composition of what was around me to become what I wanted it to be.
So you did all of that in 3 weeks? That opened up so many avenues for me. I hadn't thought of controlling Earth like that before. When it would have taken everyone else months, if not years, color me impressed.
Well, I wouldn't say it was impressive,
Azra shrugged as he leaned back in his chair.
Especially considering I was passed out cold for the next 3 days while I recovered.
But how did you do that? And is this something all architects can do? I glanced between the two and remembered their boasts from earlier. Creating things like the palace you mentioned, I mean?
Well, yeah.
Azra blinked, as if he were surprised by my question.
To be an architect isn't just drawing up plans and ordering people about.
It's truly being an artist,
Raissa added from where she'd been quietly stretching.
To live and breathe with what you create.
Is that why you're still out here working? I glanced at the piles of dirt still around us and knew they must have been digging for hours.
Yeah.
Visible excitement shot through Raissa's body, and as she sat up straight, her eyes were alight with an artist's fire.
How can we go back inside to rest when we have this beautiful project to work on? I mean, this is pretty much a blank slate for us to work with, and it's glorious. We can run wild with it.
Well, within reason, anyways.
Azra laughed as he rubbed the back of his neck.
It's not like we're going to do anything terrible or collapse any tunnels. Wild to us means doing our absolute best work, not doing a shoddy job or anything like that. We won't do anything less than our best when it comes to these terraces.
Hey, I've already made the decision to trust you guys. I smiled back at the two and did my best to reassure them. And if you can make an entire palace out of diamond by yourself in 3 weeks, then who am I to tell you how to do your job?
See? Azra's smile widened as he pointed at me. I like him. He's not overbearing or acts like a know-it-all. Not like those other nobles we've worked with.
Focus with me, Eel.
A smile twitched on Raissa's face as she shook her head.
We still haven't even finished answering his questions.
Yeah, I think we got distracted.
Azra chuckled as he clasped his hands in front of him eagerly.
So, you ready to learn some fun stuff?
I can't use my powers, though, so I don't think I'll be of much help. I shrugged sheepishly and nodded in the direction of the outer wall.
That's the trick to it all. You just watch us work.
Raissa smiled and tapped the side of her nose.
Some things you don't have to use your own power for. You can watch, see how others do it, and learn from their actions. Which is what we'll be showing you since we've already gotten a look at how you were trying to raise that wall.
Just to confirm, you were trying to raise it all pre-built, correct?
Azra asked as he hummed in thought.
Azra? He might not know all of the terms.
Raissa interrupted him as she glanced at me.
Be more thoughtful toward Lord Evan.
Ah, that's true.
Azra's eyes widened for a moment before a faint blush took over his cheeks.
Sorry, I got overexcited there.
Don't worry, Raissa and I will stop you if you start pulling out words I don't know. I grinned at Azra good-naturedly, and I couldn't help but be drawn into their enthusiasm.
I'll start with what I meant by pre-built, okay?
Azra coughed as he straightened in his seat. Sounds good. I nodded as I leaned forward, eager to learn something new.
So, raising something pre-built means you aren't doing it in sections,
Azra nodded in the direction of the walls and pointed at the chairs and tables he'd created.
You are pulling it up from the materials in the ground as one whole structure and going through it at once. Usually, this is only done for smaller buildings or simpler things, and only masters would even dare to attempt raising larger and more intricate structures like that wall.
Is it because of the power drain? I asked, as I thought of how much attempting to bring up that massive wall had taxed me.
Not just that. A power drain can be avoided if one links up with others, or if they're using a power source.
Raissa shook her head as she leaned forward.
The issue is the structural integrity of the building will be put in jeopardy if one is improperly focusing on every piece of what is being raised.
And if you're building it up piece by piece, I began as I followed their logic, you can avoid a drain, right?
Exactly,
Azra smiled blindingly at me as he clapped his hands.
If you start with the foundations of whatever you're constructing and then continue with the structural skeleton, after that, you fill in the bits and pieces that aren't as integral to the foundation and skeletal shell of the structure.
The three of us continued eagerly talking about the way buildings were brought up with magic. Perhaps saying the three of us was a bit of a stretch, though. It was mostly Raissa and Azra dumping knowledge in front of me as they tried to slow down enough for someone who was completely new to this. But I soaked it all up like a sponge. In fact, if it hadn't been for the orders to rest, I would have tried building the wall exactly like how they said architects brought up larger structures. All I had to do was start with the foundations of the wall first and then work my way up its body. Which, in hindsight, was kind of like how I'd fixed the aqueducts. I just hadn't thought I could use the same technique for the wall. Now, I knew my instincts had been on the right route after all. Before we knew it, the sun had begun to rise on us, and it was a new day. As much as I'd love to keep talking with you two, I should probably get back to the River Moonstone House, I grinned as I stood up from the table. And you two should probably get some sleep. The two architects blinked at me owlishly for a moment before they both broke out into yawns.
I think you may be right,
Raissa replied between her yawns.
We'll get started on the terraces again later today, after we've slept some.
Don't push yourselves, I called out as I walked toward the main gate. We have time for the terraces, after all. Also, you two still have a ton to teach me later, and you can't do that if you're knocked out for days. At those words, the two architects burst into laughter behind me. I stifled my own laughter as I jogged back into the city and made my way back to the meditation hall. I'd learned some amazing things about construction, but now it was time to turn my studies towards soul magic.